Today, we're having instant illumination with Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Our topic, we visit others as a social obligation. How long has it been since we have visited ourselves? We visit others as a social obligation. How long has it been since we have visited ourselves? Now, what do we do when we visit others as a social obligation? We go there and do not entertain any negative comments. We go there and talk about positive, lovely, gentle, caring things. We go there and we share happy thoughts, happy days, happy ways. We are not interested in the negativity. We don't say, "How's your health?" We say, "You look very good," even though they may have been ill. And they do look very good. Since we last saw them, they probably look much better even, you know. But we say lovely things. We say lovely things. We think lovely things. We act in a lovely way. Now, when's the last time you paid a social obligation visit to yourself? Okay. Ellen, I'm going to pretend that I'm you, and I'm in your house. And I'm paying a social obligation to myself as Ellen. And so, I should probably do it as Herb, but I'm doing it as Ellen. And so Ellen, as a social obligation to herself, "Well, Ellen, how wonderful you look. Ellen, you look just gorgeous in that pink. It just sort of accents the blush of your face. You're gorgeous, and your hair is such a lovely tone. It looks just like it's mature and beautiful, but it is has a gentleness to it. And your eyes, they have such a blessedness to them. They're so open and so fresh and so alive. And your facial expression, man, you got a smile on your face all the time, Ellen," you say to yourself. I say to myself, Ellen. And so I like it when I have a smile on my face all the time. And I enjoy that. Well, you should enjoy that. See, you talk to yourself. And, you know, I have learned one thing in the past lifetime that I'm living right now. And that is, there is not one blessed thing on the face of this earth that is important to me except what I am doing at the moment. Ah, is that so? Does that mean that when you're listening to someone talk, you give them 100% of your attention? Oh, of course I do. Well, if you give them 100% of your attention, how can you be paying attention to what something else is doing going on, like the other dogs barking? How can you be concerned about someone coming to the door? How can you be concerned about what is happening around the room, about what someone else is doing, about somebody falling asleep or somebody making a remark and that irritated you? How can you do that if you are totally in charge of yourself and you pay 100% attention to the now in whatever you're doing? So, you might say you're paying 100% attention now to each little thing that comes to your attention. It comes to your attention that there's no butter on the table, so you run and get the butter. It comes to your attention that there's the dogs are grabbing the napkin, and so you chase after the dog. It comes to your, Ellen, as I speak to myself, Ellen, I say, there's only one thing important in my life as I am paying a social visit to myself. I give myself 100% attention. Now, let's just change the story a little bit. Here we are visiting your mother. You like that? Mm-hmm. So we're visiting Ellen's mother, and we're going to Germany, to her home, and Ellen's sister is blocking the door and saying, mother's not feeling well today, you shouldn't really visit her. And Ellen says, well, I just flew in from America, and I'd like to visit mother. And the sister says, no, you can't do that. And so Ellen says, Marlis, come here, sit down. Marlis, I love you very much. And mother is my mother as much as she's your mother. And I have an equal right to make a judgment, as you do, whether Mother is ready to see me or not. So I'm going to present myself to Mother, and if she wants to see me, I will visit her, and if she doesn't want to see me, I will not visit her. I will let it be her choice. But I cannot allow it to be your choice, because you are not me. And I admire you, I respect you, and I think you're very wonderful for being such a guardian of Mother's time, but I'm here to see Mother. And so you go in and you see your mother. And your mother says, I thought I told Marlis not to let anybody in here. But Mother, it's me, it's Ellen. I told Marlis not to let anybody in here. But Mother, it's me, you know, Ellen. And then, oh, all right. Now, what sort of a person are you doing? Did you, before you go to visit your mother, did you say, I am going to visit my mother, and she's going to be so happy to see me. She's going to be so delighted to see me. I'm creating my mother as being up and around and happy and joyous and just filled with power and energy. And when I walk in the door, she's going to say, Ellen, my sweetest little daughter, I'm so happy to see you. My God, you should be here more often. And Ellen says, oh, I did a good job. But you see, that's what we do. We pay a social call to ourselves. Now, mentally, you paid a social call to your mother before you went there. Mentally, you said she's ready to enjoy you. Mentally, you said your sister Marlis is totally aware that Mother wants to see you. And Marlis doesn't even enter into the story now, because Marlis is not being the keeper for your mother. Your mother is up and about and just fine. You see? Now, what sort of a visit are you making with yourself? Are you making a visit to visit your sick mother who is sick in bed, who's sick, sick, sick? Is that what you're doing? Well, let's hope not. Then stop thinking that Marlis is going to be her guardian angel and keep her from having anyone bother her while she's not feeling too well. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, how dare you do that when one thing says, Mother wants to see me, and the other thing says, I hope she does. You know, we do that. So if you're making a social call on another, you're going there and you're thinking to yourself, everyone is just fine. Everyone is just wonderful. Everyone is expecting me and just having lots of fun. And everybody is in perfect shape. And then so it is. However, if you do another thing, then that's what it is. Now, Rex, hey, come here. Here, come. Ingeborg, pick up whatever he has dropped, please. Now, Rex, I'm letting you see this. You see, now, I drew Rex's attention away from the plastic that he was chewing on, and he came over to pay attention to the napkin that I have in my hand. Now, he knows he's not going to get this napkin, but it's kind of fun to play with it for a moment, isn't it, Rex? Now, you see, I'm the master. I'm the master. I decided that Rex would come over to me and talk to me and drop whatever he had, which he shouldn't have, which isn't better for him. And he did that. And he came right over. Sure, I held up a napkin. Sure, I held up what he likes to chase. But, hey, I'm the master. Are you the master of how your mother is when you go to visit her? Right, Rex. Are you the master?
Yes.
Do you speak your word very confidently?
Yes.
Well, then do it. Right, Rex. You're totally right. And thank you. Now, are you paying a social call to yourself?
Yes.
And what are you finding there?
A peaceful...
You had to think about it, didn't you? Rex, you tell him. When she pays a social call to herself, she finds God. She finds everything. Hey, Rex, baby. Come. Yeah, good boy. Come, 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 come. Yeah, come. Come. Oh, yes, you're a good guy. Oh, you know that I'm going to throttle you. Now sit. Sit. Good boy. Down. Good boy. Oh, you are so wonderful. He is such a huggable, wonderful, lovable dog. You just have to remind him at times who's the boss. I create him quiet, gentle, by taking definite action to do that and have it happen. Now, you can do that too. Now, what happens when you have your puppies in here? You have them in your lap and you got total control. But of course, then you play with them and you let them disturb you from paying attention to the talk and paying attention to what you're doing. Now, here I am giving a lecture, and I have done this often, and I hold my hand on his leash, on his collar, and he walks around a little bit, but does it disturb my talk?
Nope.
Does it disturb my thought? My one-pointedness on whatever it is that I'm saying with you guys? No. Does it have to? Can either any of you guys do the same thing? You sure can. Well, then do it. Now, pay a social call to yourself once a day at least. Yeah. And what are you going to find when you pay a social call to you? Are you going to find a healthy, happy, hearty, sensitive, caring, loving person surrounded by beautiful circumstances and beautiful clothing? Now, I see most of us dress here on campus rather casually. We don't dress with much imagination. But I'd like to suggest that starting tomorrow, we start dressing for dinner. At every evening at dinner, we wear something that is a piece of clothing that has a little charm to it, you know. Whether it's a nice shirt or a nice tie or a nice something or other, you know, whatever pleases you. And let's see if we can add a little more pizzazz to our visit. Now, if God were coming to visit us, as we think an outside God, but if God were coming to visit and have dinner with us, would we wear the casual clothes that we wear every day? I doubt that. Because we are, well, let's just, hey, we got trouble with God. So let's say the Pope. So the Pope is coming to visit us. Or the Dalai Lama. He's a nice guy, too. So any one of these guys, or Billy Graham. Wouldn't that be interesting? Mm-hmm. My goodness, wouldn't it be? You know, Billy Graham's a lot more gentle person than we think, because he lives a very peaceful life, more than we know. Now, if we had any one of these people, or all of them, coming to dinner, we would fancy up, we'd do it up, you know. We'd get dressed up in a very pretty way, and we would be thinking about our home, our house. We wouldn't change anything here, but we would dust the corners. We wouldn't change anything, but we would make sure the dogs were always in tow. And if there's spots on the floor because of the carpeting that we bought, then so be it. And we can clean up the spots, and 10 seconds later, they're back again. And we do that, and that makes a nice little chore for people who come to visit us, to clean up the spots on the floor. And that's good. Now, if you were having a personal visitor, you know, how do we say it here? If you're not Badu, where we visit others as a social obligation, how long has it been since we have visited ourselves? Now, how long has it been? When you go to visit others, what do? Do you take them a little gift? Now you're going to visit yourself. Do you take yourself a little gift?
Smile.
Do you stop outside and pick a couple flowers out of the garden? Mm-hmm. Or do you do whatever you're going to do? You know, what are you going to do? And if you're going to pay a visit to somebody, and you're not going to go out and buy a new Cadillac, but you're going to find some little token that shows your respect for them and your respect for the visit that you're taking with them. Now, what would you give to yourself? Would you give yourself a big smile on your face? Would you visit yourself and say, what a happy girl, what a happy guy I am, you know, how fantastic it is? And would you say, well, I like visiting with me, I'm such a happy person? And would you say, hey, I've always got some goodies around the house. I've always got some chocolates someplace, you know, hidden away. I've always got some, maybe a nice cup of cocoa or something like that. And what do we do for Santa Claus when he comes down the chimney? We have one of these little hot trays, you know. It keeps a cup of coffee hot, you know. and we put a cup of cocoa on this little hot tray. So no matter when Santa comes and we're sleeping, he'll have that hot cup of cocoa and the cookies. And then we leave the dogs and the cats there to be aware of Santa. And the cookies and the cocoa is all gone by morning, you know. And we say, oh, Santa was here. And the puppies are sound asleep, and the cats are sound asleep, and everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. Now, when's the last time you visited yourself?
This afternoon.
Oh, and what did you do to entertain yourself?
I sat quiet, and I just spoke to myself in a lovely way, saying I like me, and all is in divine order, as my family and my companions.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's how you had a visit with yourself, huh?
Yeah.
So you had a social visit with yourself.
Social intercourse.
Yeah. How about you, Ingeborg? Did you have a visit? Ever?
A little bit.
What did you do?
A short visit.
What did you do?
I was, well,
use your imagination if you haven't got remembrances of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you serve yourself a cup of coffee or a cup of tea? And mm-hmm. and did you say, it's so nice to be with me, mm-hmm. of yourself?
Hmm? Yes, this is right.
Yeah. You did that, huh?
Yes.
And how was the, what, was it tea?
It was a coffee.
Coffee, uh-huh. And did you have that special...
creamer, yes.
Special creamer in there to make it nice, uh-huh. Well, that's nice. And Sylvia, did you have any special visit with yourself, as we called it, social obligation, a visit with yourself?
Yeah, you had one.
Yeah. What you did?
I looked in the mirror, and I smiled at me, and I said, my God, you look so beautiful and so young.
That's not all.
Well, that was the beginning, yeah.
And?
And...
boil your water, come on now.
And then, I went to listen to the piano concerto 21 with Mozart, and I just soared with the, you know, there's this movement, I don't know if it's the largo or whatever, which is so beautiful, you just melt away when you hear it, and I just felt in heaven, and I visited myself in heaven.
And I was going to say, where were you? You were in heaven.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's each make a practice of having a social visit, social obligation visit, with ourselves at least once a day. It doesn't have to be long. It can be just a moment, but it is a recognized social visit with ourselves once a day. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we'll see that we're really worthwhile knowing and worthwhile visiting with. So have a lovely day, and know that instant illumination is yours when you give it a chance to express in your life how beautiful you are. I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.